Okay, I am here with the First Lady of Movie Torture, and she has a huge announcement for everyone watching this reel right now. First Lady, what is it?
It is huge. You will either love it or you will hate it, but I am officially part of... What's it called? Now I'm for having a brain fart. The cast. Part of the cast for Movie Torture. No, I had a complete brain fart. But yes, I will now be on the podcast every week for Movie Torture. So if you're a fan, congrats. If you're not a fan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's forget you if now. You're not a fan. How could you not be a fan? MTD is at the beach celebrating the fact that you are officially on the show. Every Monday, Movie Torture. Download it, subscribe, leave us a review. Tell us how much you love Hannah on the show.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, welcome to the first ever episode of Delusional Fandom, the sports show you didn't know you needed, but now you're realizing you definitely need this show. My name is Brad, and I'm here with Jonathan.
What's up, Brad?
I'm so excited. We've moved from Movie Torture. You've graduated.
I've graduated. I'm in a new class.
You're now in your master's degree right now of podcasting.
How many years in the making is this?
Oh, gosh. This is 2 years in the making, this show. Let me tell the listeners this. So Jonathan and I, we created this show around 2 years ago, right? Like, we haven't even explained the show to listeners yet, but we will. And this show is amazing. I kept thinking this has to be the best show ever created on Hopecast Network. But so I tried to find host. I'm like, we got to get a host for this. Jonathan, he has kids. I have a lot of things going on in my life. And I would get people on the hook, and then they would say, that's a no. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not interested. Or they would ghost me. And then finally, we were like, you know what? We created this baby. Why don't we just host this baby? And now we're doing it. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are delusional fans.
Can you explain to the listeners, to the listeners in the chat, Jacob, co-host of Movie Torture, can you explain what Delusional Fandom is going to be for all our sycophants out there?
Yeah, I feel like Delusional Fandom is like our villain origin story is Carolina Panther football fans. It all started, what, in probably March of 2016, fresh off of a Super Bowl loss, or 2016, right? Coming out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we were coming off the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's when it was really born.
I'll never forget your quote was, next year we're getting Kelvin Benjamin back and we're going to go undefeated. And I replied with, we could go undefeated for several years. Cam Newton's, he's Superman. Cam Newton, we're going to ride his coattails for the next decade. I mean, we were so pumped. Fast forward to 2023 and we are just sore and sour football fans.
Now we had high hopes. KB was drafted in the first round. Hard to believe he's 34 years old today, right?
What's he doing today?
We don't know what he's doing, but on Delusional Fandom, we're going to bring up delusions, and then we're going to talk about what really happened after that. It's not all going to be Panther delusions, although we have a ton. But Kelvin Benjamin was second team All-ACC, first team All-American, and he was drafted in the first round, pick 28. And I'll never forget that year. It's a big year for receivers, Jonathan. Odell Beckham Jr. was drafted. Mike Evans was drafted. Kelvin Benjamin drafted in the first round. And I remember thinking, as a Panther fan, KB is better than Mike Evans.
Oh, we got a steal, right?
Oh, we got a steal. They chose Mike Evans top 10. We got the best. I'm like, this Odell guy, man, he made one great catch on Sunday Night Football. He's no Kelvin Benjamin. KB's 6'6", 250. He's Cam Newton size, but can catch. I mean, we all had this dream, right? Like, he was going to be the man. And then he blew his knee out in practice. And I remember thinking, man, this sucks. Like, KB tore his ACL. Now he's going to be a year behind, supplanting Mike Evans as the greatest wide receiver in the NFC. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, we had such high hopes. I do want to go on record, though, that I still strongly believe Cam Newton is Superman and is one of, if not the greatest Panther of all time. And I don't feel bad for any of the things I ever said about him for the good.
What is that noise? Do you have something going on in your background there?
Yeah.
Is that Pete the dog?
Yes, Pete the dog.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like somebody's moving. Yeah, Cam Newton, by far my favorite Panther of all time. And a lot of people will hate us for that. But before we get to Cam, I want to say, so we got KB back that year. And this was our year. We're going 16-0. And then we're going to sweep the playoffs. We're going to finish 19-0. We got it made because we finished 15-1. Kelvin Benjamin, his rookie year, had 73 catches, 1,008 yards, and 9 touchdowns. That's pretty solid.
Yep.
The year he came back, he had 63 catches, 941 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
In fairness, he basically duplicated his rookie season, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Actually, he had a better receiving average yard per catch than he did his rookie year. But here's where you can't forgive Kelvin Benjamin. Here's where he went from being our GOAT wide receiver, because I don't know, I think the Panthers back then, if we've got Panther fans listening, this is going to be a Panthers fest today, but we drafted Devin Funchess because we wanted to have the two tallest, slowest wide receivers known to me.
I also remember you being delusional because he was from Michigan, right?
Yeah, he was
big. Stone Hands Funchess.
Yeah, and I thought, man, who is going to be able to catch a touchdown? I mean, who's going to stop them in the end zone? They're taller than everybody. That was my thing, man.
I think we were giving them nicknames like the Twin Towers. Like we were just off the chain.
They were Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. if Ralph Sampson ate himself at Burger King out of a job like Kelvin Benjamin. But here's the thing. Kelvin Benjamin, I'm going to bring it back to Cam because we talked about how Cam is the greatest Panther of all time. Anybody that says he's not is delusional and they're a hater, because if you take Cam Newton off that 15-1 team and you put in Jake Delhomme, who I love Jake Delhomme, they're not going 15-1. There's no way. They're not making it there. Cam Newton was the man that season. He commanded. That was his one great season. So he comes back and he gets his brains beat out first game against the Broncos. I'll never forget that. Where Kelvin Benjamin lost it is when they were playing the Chargers and Cam threw the interception going to Kelvin Benjamin on the 1 yard line. Against the Chargers. And the Chargers D-back proceeds to run, and Kelvin Benjamin stops and doesn't even make an effort to chase this guy down. But you know who does? Number one.
Superman.
Superman. He chases this guy down, stops him on like the 20. I mean, Cam was fast. But in doing so, destroyed his shoulder. And that was the end of Cam. I mean, that single play pretty much ruined Cam Newton's career. It started, at least. The T.J. Watt hit was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
But that was the start of his shoulder going bye-bye. And I blame Kelvin Benjamin for that. I think if Kelvin Benjamin had done his job as a wide receiver and chased the guy down, Cam Newton wouldn't have had to been the only guy giving two craps about it. That's my two cents. And then Cam came back the next year, had a really good year until T.J. Watt hit him, and it was heartbreaking after that.
Hey, listen, I'm on the Cam bandwagon till the day I die. He's my favorite football player of all time.
Are you a post-Cam fan, though? I'm not a post-retirement Cam fan. I don't like podcast Cam.
I don't love podcast Cam, but at least he is who he is. He's not pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, he's not. I think at times he pretended to be somebody else with the Panthers. Clean cut, but now he's not that clean cut guy like he used to be. He's got crazy hair. I wish I could grow hair like that.
I would kill for hair like that. Yeah. I would rock hair like that. Look at me.
Cam, do you think Bryce Young can achieve partial Cam status here in Charlotte?
See, this is where I feel like I've been burned over the years by delusional fandom, and I just cannot get on the bandwagon. I am so scared to commit.
I got a jersey coming, so I've committed to a jersey.
That's the kiss of death.
You know, I've never been a jersey guy. I've never bought a jersey. I've never bought a jersey of a player. Never. Bryce is my first jersey. Amazingly, he is. Could be bad. But I just hope the best for him, because I feel like he really wavers. He teeters on delusion. You're either delusional for him or delusional against him.
Yeah, I'm not against him. I'm cheering for him so hard. Like, he seems like a great guy, and he definitely, I don't know, he looked great the second half of last year, but I'm just scared to say that I'm all in.
Look, we need to talk about another delusional take. I've got to confess this to the listeners, Jonathan. You know, see, Jonathan and I, we would call each other after every Panther game, and we would probably spend 30 minutes of delusion. Mm. Oh, man, this was great. We've got a great kicker. The only jersey you bought was Jersey Mike's. Thanks, Jacob. if only we had one in Hutchinson. We drafted Terrace Marshall Jr. What year did we draft him in? Was that 2020? Was that 2020?
Let's see. Terrace Marshall Jr.
I don't think it was 2020.
I specifically remember you saying he was going to be the next Odell Beckham, or was it Jamar Chase?
No, it was neither. It was neither of those. Here's the thing I said.
2021.
Okay, so we drafted him in 2021. This dude is 6'2", 200, a burner from LSU, which is Receiver University. I mean, they push out receivers like it's nobody's business. I remember calling you going, dude, we just drafted our JJ. We got Justin Jefferson. That was even worse. Why would I think that? Because he went to LSU. I mean, this guy is a huge Scribino. 67 catches, 808 yards, and one receiving touchdown in how many seasons? One, two, three, four. This is his fifth season. He's had one receipt, and I thought this guy was going to be Justin Jefferson. I'm like, hey, the Vikings have JJ. We have TMJ.
Yep. Now we've got PB&J. We've got nothing.
On the delusion scale, where do you rank those delusions?
What, Terrace Marshall Jr.? I mean, that's a pretty solid one. Is it as bad, though? How did you feel when we drafted Jimmy Clausen?
My wife still rags me on that because I was screaming, we just got our quarterback of the future, and he fell in the second round. Jimmy Clausen is – and here's the thing. Like, there's a local radio show in Charlotte. I don't live in Charlotte anymore, but there's a local radio show in Charlotte that I would listen to, the Mac Attack. Great show. And I used to email the show as Jimmy Clausen and make jokes, and they would read them. I would be like – I would just make it, and I would sign it Jimmy Clausen, like, oh, don't worry about me, fellas. I'll be throwing balls out of bounds all weekend. Jimmy Clausen. Like, that's all he did. He was a check down Jimmy, and he threw him out of bounds most of the time. Quite possibly the worst quarterback I've ever seen suit up for the Panthers.
Oh.
But I think if I just go back and we rewind to our conversation last year in September, I remember calling you going, after Bryce Young played the Chargers, please do not ever force me to watch Bryce Young in a Panther jersey ever again. I don't want to see it. He's horrible. He's disgusting. He's terrible. But now I own a jersey, so I can be swayed.
Man, I quit watching football like three different times in the last two seasons.
Oh, my gosh. I just sit with a remote control in one hand and a shot in the other going, can I make it through this game? Because Panther games are incredibly hard watches because they don't score. They don't move the ball. They don't do anything. So there's nothing good. It's like when you watch Sunday Night Football, it's like watching a different speed of game. It's terrible. But I do remember another delusion, another one. Matt Rhule is...
Oh, my gosh. I'll never Belichick. Let you forget that. You're like, I remember you saying, we've got maybe the top coaching staff in the entire NFL before Matt Rhule had ever even stepped foot in Charlotte as the head coach.
Yeah.
You were so excited about that.
I was excited about Frank Reich. I was like, Frank Reich is great, dude. We've got an offensive coach, first time ever. And we've got an all-star coaching staff. Like, we have all these all-star coaches on our team. It was, I don't know, it's so hard to Panther up, man. Like,
I'm a big Canales believer. I think he is the guy for us. But I'm not completely sold out that Frank Reich got a fair shake.
He didn't like Bryce. I think that was a problem.
Yeah.
But, okay, on delusion, we also said in 2015 – Cam Newton, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I know that left our mouth at one point.
100%.
On the delusion scale, Cam Newton, first ballot Hall of Famer, 10 being most delusional, 1 being least, where does that rank?
Well, you've got to put it in the context of the time. So looking back at it, it's probably like a 9.3 or something, but in 2015-16, going into that Super Bowl, it wasn't that bad.
See, I think the delusion is 4 out of 10 to this day, because had Cam Newton not got injured, could he have been a little close to what Josh Allen is today?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If he had years to play. I don't think that was – I think that delusion could have happened. He could have been Hall of Fame material had he not tore his shoulder up. I do think that. Kelvin Benjamin, 17-0. What's the delusion on that one?
Oh, man. That was always a 10. We just didn't see it. But I'll say the delusional fandom is like what makes sports fun.
Oh, for sure.
I mean – Why even watch it if you don't believe your team can be great?
Yeah, if you think your team sucks, then I mean, why you got to be delusional? You got to have a little delusion in your blood, right? Cowboys fans have been delusional for the last 30 years.
At least 30 years. I'm a Tar Heel basketball fan, which you are too, but I mean, every year we could be stinking it up or very mediocre by Tar Heel standards. And when the NCAA tournament, I'm like, man, all we got to do is win 6 games. Like,
all we got to do is win 1 playoff game in football, and we're good. We will. The delusion. Okay, Terrace Marshall Jr., what's the delusion on that? That's got to be a 10, right?
Oh, yeah. That's in hindsight, man, how crazy was that? We were reaching.
Another delusion I had, I'm pretty sure we had this conversation too. Man, we got Miles Sanders, bro. He's fresh off the Eagles.
I was so on the Sanders bandwagon.
That was terrible, man. There was nothing good about the Miles Sanders experiment here in Carolina. I'm just happy. Let's just look forward to this year. What do you think, before we shift to our NFC South preview, what do you think we're going to be most delusional about this year for the Panthers?
Man, I think it really depends on how we get started off the season. If we get off to a hot start, I mean, the delusions could crank up of Bryce is our guy. But I think we're every bit as apt to, if we start off slow, maybe lose 2 of the first 3. A guy like me is going to be real hard to be on the opposite side of that delusion of We gotta rebuild.
I've already started. I was listening to them talk. I was listening to Mac the other day talk about, and I'm thinking, could JT Sanders be the next like Gronk? Really good, like Antonio Gates. I mean, I'm really on the JT Sanders hype train. Me right too. Now.
Last year, I had that thought when he first came out and was like, oh. I mean, he had like a couple of big catches, and I remember thinking, oh my God, we've replaced Greg Olsen. He's our best tight end since Greg Olsen.
Yeah, I've been thinking that myself. But in our defense, the Panthers haven't had a tight end since Greg Olsen. They don't even use that. I think they forgot that was a position in the league. I think they just started like six offensive tackles. They're like, we don't even need a tight end.
They just had an Ian Thomas.
Yeah, Ian Thomas, who had to have something on David Tepper, right? Because he kept a job way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Another delusion I was really cranking up in my mind the other day, Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard, the next double trouble.
Oh, yeah, thunder and lightning.
Oh, dude. My gosh. That can't be, though, right? They're not going to be as good as Jay Stu and D'Angelo.
At what point do you say, is this our best running back duo of all time? Them?
Oh, God, I can't. I'm not saying that.
Are they better than Stewart and D'Angelo Williams?
But I will say, you give Cam Newton the receiving core we have now, on that 15-1 team, it's lights out, man.
Okay, what you just said is delusional. Because
what are you talking about?
Because we've got a completely unproven, other than Adam Thielen, what do we got?
Hunter Renfrow,
who has diverticulitis. I don't know what that means.
He's playing good now. He's back. He's got
bad guts. I'm just
he
saying.
Does. He poops a lot. We got that. we got T-Max upside. We got XL's upside. Two first round draft picks in a row.
Man, this is Jalen delusional Coker. Fandom. This is in live and in living color delusional fandom.
We got the Cokehead. We got him, Jalen Coker. And throw in David Moore. And we got Jimmy Horn, who could be a young Steve Smith.
Yeah, if Cam Newton had this wide receiver core, we're 16-0 that year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if Cam Newton had this, he doesn't lose another game his rest of his career. He's constantly just balling. I mean, he's got Antonio Gates at tight end and JT Sanders. He's got the best O-line. We have and our defensive line, Derek Brown. I mean, we basically have Aaron Donald back. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I saw a thing yesterday, and I don't even know. I think it was just AI, like clickbait, but it was like, what's his name for the Cowboys that's disgruntled right now?
CeeDee Lamb? No.
No, the defensive
linebacker. Mike Parsons. Yeah,
Mike Parsons. He was talking about – it was a thing saying Micah Parsons was ready to come to Carolina, and dude, I almost stood up off the couch.
You don't want him?
Oh, I would kill to have him, but I was thinking, oh, my God, we're back. We've got Micah Parsons.
Most overrated Panther of the last 5 years to me, if you're going to – saying Micah Parsons makes you think about this. Brian Burns, overrated Panther. I don't think he's that good. I just don't think he's ever really produced.
I think he was a big fish in a small pond. I think he got way too much talk because he was on a crappy team and stood out. We didn't have any other talent there for a couple of years. It's interesting whenever guys leave the Panthers, very few of them really blow up unless they go to Buffalo and then they haunt us for the rest of their career.
Well, Buffalo used to be our farm team, and now we're the farm team for Buffalo. Yeah. We get their Scribinos. I don't even know if we even get their Scribinos. I am kind of worried about our kicking situation in Carolina this year, though, because I don't like Matthew Wright, and I don't know about this Fitzgerald. I'm always reading he's missing practice, he's missing kicks, and they're practicing on these skinny posts now in Carolina. So they're kicking on skinny posts, so they're not as wide as a normal game, but they're missing them on the skinny posts. I'm worried. Why don't we just go out and sign Eddie Pinheiro back at this point? I don't understand why they don't want Pinheiro back in the building.
I don't think you remember his kicking.
Yeah, but if we got Scribino kickers, what's the point?
Trying to find our depth chart at kicking.
Just sign Zane Gonzalez back. He was good for us like 5 years ago. I mean,
yeah.
The kicking depth chart is terrible.
Who was that we had before?
What is Pete doing, man? It sounds like he's moving everything. I can hear him so much in my earphone.
We're getting ready for school tomorrow is what you're hearing.
Oh, that's not Pete?
No. Who was the kicker after Gano? I cannot remember his name.
He was in there moving things. Tell your wife I'm sorry for saying that.
Who was our kicker after Graham Gano? The short, stocky guy.
Joey Sly.
Joey Sly. Yeah, where's he doing?
He's still kicking, man. He's in the league. He's still in the league. He's on the team. We can't get him. I'm worried about our kicking situation. But with that, let's talk NFC South right now. Who do you think's winning the NFC South?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Carolina Panthers.
And you talk about me being delusional?
I'm throwing it out there.
Do you realize nobody's picking the Panthers? And I was telling my buddy at work today, all these writers, because they had this in the quarterback tier, they had Bryce Young at like 30. Like basically, we know he's in the same tier as Anthony Richardson, which I disagree with wholeheartedly. I think Bryce Young is way better than Anthony Richardson.
That's crazy. Anthony Richardson has had zero bright spots.
Yeah, they had him in that. They had him down there where we know what he is, and I don't think we know what Bryce Young is yet. I don't think we've seen him. And I started thinking, like, what quarterbacks have struggled their first couple years and then lit it up in the NFL? Like, because nobody's picking Bryce to do anything.
Is Bryce Young the next Peyton Manning?
Peyton was good from the start, though. Remember
20 interceptions his first year.
Yeah, but he was still Peyton Manning. But, like, Brett Favre didn't have a good first year in Atlanta. Didn't even hardly play. Like, Steve Young. I mean, there's Baker Mayfield struggled. The Browns are ready to quit. Jared Goff had a terrible rookie year. Everybody was like, oh, man, Carson Wentz is way better. And we see the truth. Jared Goff is better than Carson Wentz.
But
I was telling my coworker today, I was like, hey, man, Bryce Young, starting his third season, has had 3 head coaches and 3 offensive coordinators. How do you succeed in that kind of environment?
So are we saying that Tampa is the, like, who experts are picking, right?
Yes.
And so it's what is the rankings? Like Tampa,
Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans.
Yeah, we're better than Atlanta for sure.
I think we're better than Atlanta. Michael Penix was way ahead of Bryce Young in that ranking. And
Jr. sucked last year.
What has he done that Bryce hasn't done? And then there was I read this article, anonymous coaches, anonymous coordinators and executives spoke about Bryce Young, and they said they don't believe in him. And he was playing against teams that didn't care, nor did they game plan last season because it was over. But I dispute that because the Cardinals needed to beat the Panthers last year. The Panthers knocked them out of playoffs. Tampa needed to beat the Panthers because Atlanta was trying to get in the playoffs. Carolina beat them. Bryce Young was playing. No team came to Carolina and said, we don't even have to game plan. Because Bryce Young was cooking that last 2 months of the season. He was cooking. We turned this into a Bryce Young episode. I get defensive, and they always go back to he's tiny, and I want to be like, yeah, he's tiny, but why do I read on this thing that Trevor Lawrence is number 8 in the league NFL quarterback ranking as upside, and we're going to see when the last 3 years his stats have gotten worse every season? I feel like we know who Trevor Lawrence is at this point. I don't feel like he's any good. And we'll get to him when we do AFC South. I don't feel like he's any good. I would take Bryce Young's upside over Trevor Lawrence right now. Would you?
100%. I think Trevor Lawrence, he's got to be one of the most overrated guys in the NFL right now.
Well, he's touchdown Jesus. So, but he doesn't score touchdowns anymore. But that leads me to this conversation that I do want to bring up. We now have football Jesus, and that's Shedeur Sanders. We do have football Jesus. This guy heals everybody. The delusion on this guy, I want you to talk about the delusion on this guy, Jonathan. I want you to bring up what you told me the other day on the phone. Delusion goes both ways with Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I can't believe you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, I did. Yes.
I think Shedeur Sanders he's going to be a good player, man. I think that the Browns got to suit him up and put him out on the field.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, you're so on drugs right now. There's no way you Shedeur Sanders. You're saying that to be PC. There's
no. I think that
this dude's not.
No,
good,
no, no,
man.
No. So listen, this is where this started. Is I was watching something the other day, and a female sports reporter was saying, no, it was on the radio here in Charlotte. She was saying that she can't believe people ever thought he would be a first round pick, that she knew from the jump that he was no better than a fifth round pick and a backup quarterback. I think that's crazy. I think that he has potential to be a solid starter in NFL.
I disagree with you, and I want to see how this season plays out because I don't think he's that good. And he had a good game, but Jackson Dart had a better game. And Jackson Dart played against ones, and Shedeur played against the Panthers twos, threes, and fours. So there is that. But okay. I would start him this week. I feel like at the end of the day, if you are dealing Gabriel, you're in a no-win situation. Nobody's ever going to like you because they want Shedeur.
100%.
Dylan Gabriel could go out there this weekend and throw four touchdowns, no picks, look amazing, and people are going to be like, oh, they just set him up for success. Shedeur's better. Like, he's never going to get the credit. So I would play Shedeur and let him see if he can cook. If he can cook, he can cook. I wouldn't take Shedeur over Bryce Young.
I would not either. Bryce needs to get a chance, and he showed flashes of who he can be. I'm going to try to be on the Bryce bandwagon.
But you didn't see the game, and I will say – one of the knocks on Shedeur is he doesn't Jacob, he is the extra Tom Brady. Yeah, I agree with you, Jacob. One of the knocks on Shedeur is he takes too many sacks. And he got chased, and he wouldn't throw the ball away. And when he plays against better defenses like the Steelers with TJ Watt and the Ravens, he is going to get destroyed. That's the truth. Panthers defense is garbage. I won't be delusional about that. It's garbage. But to wrap up our NFC South thing, we have the Falcons who are starting Michael Penix Jr. Is this the year we finally see Kyle Pitts do anything, or is Kyle Pitts a bust?
It's funny. I saw earlier that this is the year that he's going to have a 1,200-yard receiving season. I wish I would have screenshot it, but I saw someone say that on X today.
Oh, that's delusion. Now, what do you rank that on the delusion scale?
I mean, we've been hearing this about Kyle Pitts for three seasons now, right? I mean, he screwed me in fantasy on more than one time. It's pretty high up on the delusion scale.
What year was O.J. Howard drafted?
O.J. Howard. I don't know, but I think you were pretty high on the delusion scale with O.J. Howard.
No, my delusion was who was the wide receiver drafted that year with? I was either telling you or my coworker Jeremy at work, my friend Jeremy, O.J. Howard draft. He was drafted in the 2017 draft. There was a player drafted with him. Okay, I was wanting the Panthers to trade. This was my thing. I called you up and I'm like, Panthers need to trade. I'm glad we didn't. Our eighth pick, and or we need to trade another player to get another pick, and we need to draft Corey Davis at wide receiver and O.J. Howard at tight end, and we'll be Super Bowl bound. Corey Davis sucked. He was never any good. O.J. Howard's not in the league anymore, and we went on to draft CMC. So I'm glad
O.J. Howard's not in the league anymore?
No, he hasn't played in a couple years.
Wow.
But we ended up drafting CMC that year, so – good. But I also remember going, man, if we would have just took Patrick Mahomes, we would have been so good.
God.
I remember saying, what if we'd have taken Deshaun Watson? Would he have had as many salon visits or spa visits in Charlotte that he had in Houston?
No.
Like, gosh, just looking at this, man, just looking at this draft makes me want to vomit, man. I'm just like, I'm glad we got CMC, and everybody was like, oh, Leonard Fournette's going to be better. That wasn't true. So, Anyway, Tampa, anything we want to say about Tampa besides I hate them, but I would rather see Tampa win than Atlanta.
Oh, really?
I don't want to see Atlanta win. I don't hate want to Atlanta. See
one of them. Maybe they both can lose.
The Saints are garbage. There's nothing. Saints are going nowhere, right? If they go with Spencer Rattler or Taylor Shook, they're going to be terrible. So
I saw from Reddit, somebody said that in order for the Saints to make the playoffs, God's going to have to come down and win some games for them.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm telling Max to come on here in a second so we can come on for his segment. Yeah, I'd rather see Tampa win. But I think if Tampa has injuries, I think Carolina takes the division. I think they take it.
Yeah, I think we have a chance. And part of that is definitely my delusional fandom. Part of it is I just don't think the NFC South is as strong as we have been at different times. What was it I text you? Was it today or yesterday? That the NFC South hasn't won a playoff game since 2020.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, how depressing is that?
We used to be a powerhouse. When we had Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, I mean, we were – Tampa was the only one lacking a quarterback at that point. They had Jameis.
Yep.
But
and we had great receivers on every team. We had Julio Jones, Mike Evans.
DJ Moore.
Who did they have in Michael Thomas?
Yeah, Slant Boy. let's imagine this before we bring Max on. Let's imagine Bryce Young has a good year. Let's say he throws 35 touchdowns, 7 picks, and we win 12 games. He gets a max deal, right? It's coming. It's getting the max. But do we have, at that point, the best quarterback situation in the NFC South?
Man. I don't know. I'm so scared to be delusional.
I'm saying if he had those stats. He has these stats.
What stats?
35 touchdowns, 7 picks, 12 wins.
I mean, if he has that and he's the top 5 in the league for sure. What's up, Max?
What's up?
Our third host of this show. You will see him every episode. The man, the myth, the legend with a bedtime. Max.
He's the third leg of the stool.
He's a stool, all right. It's a third stool. But Max, so we're rounding out the show. We're going to bring you on every episode. Listeners, when the season starts, Max is going to be our picks guy. He's going to present 5 games to all of us, and we're all going to pick them, and we're going to see who has the most wins at the end of the season and the most losses, and there will be a punishment for the loser. I don't know what that is yet. But because the season hasn't started, Max is also a fantasy guru. Did you know that, Jonathan?
I did know that. I've played against him before. He is a fantasy guru.
He eats, sleeps, and craps fantasy information. And now he is here to bring us. What are we spotlighting this week in fantasy football, Max?
The top 5 quarterbacks?
That you should draft.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what are they?
Okay.
Who are they?
So at number 5, I have Joe Burrow.
Whoa. Joe's at number 5?
Yes.
This must be a loaded top 4.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like Joe's a good top 3 guy because he has 2 stud receivers.
He gets injured. He could get injured and just, like, be out for the whole year. He gets injured so much.
So you're knocking him because of injuries?
Yes.
Okay. Who's 4?
Jalen Hurts.
Are you on drugs?
Jalen Hurts is rushing touchdowns. And Devontae Smith.
Okay, Jalen Hurts.
If Jalen Hurts gets inside the 5-yard line, he's scoring.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he has that tush push, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your 3rd quarterback?
Mahomes.
Oh.
I don't know about that. I don't think he's top 5 anymore.
He's number 3. I think he deserves the number 3 spot.
Are you giving this out of legacy or out of you think he's just going to put up lots of points this year?
He's going to put up lots of points. Rasheed Rice is back. Rasheed Rice is back. He's all healthy.
Yeah, Rashee Rice about to get handed a suspension.
I heard Rashee Rice is really fast. That's a good
one. Who's number two?
Lamar.
Lamar's number two. Okay. I think I know number one. I think this is the year Lamar gets hurt.
It could be.
It's bound to happen, right? He's never been hurt. Yeah. It's about time for him to miss about 8 or 9 games.
Yep. Yeah, it could be, but I mean, he's a solid fantasy pick either way. I mean,
and I hate the Ravens. They've never been good. I've never liked the Ravens.
Yeah, me either.
Steve Smith went there, and I didn't like him when he went there. Okay. Does Max even watch football? Jacob wants to know if Max even watches football.
Talk smack back, Max. Don't be scared.
Yeah, what are you going to say to him, Max? You're hosting a show. What's he doing? He's sitting there talking to you.
I actually do. I play football, too. So. Oh.
He is. Listeners, ladies, he's putting the pads on this year. He's playing for the junior high school, his middle school.
What brand pad do you wear?
Maxi.
Is that your nickname, Maxi Pads?
Oh, my gosh. I hope not, Max. Please. Who is your number one quarterback?
Bryce Young.
Take a guess.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen.
Why? Who does he have to throw to?
Well, I mean.
Tupac Shakur.
I feel like Burrow has a better offensive
arsenal
than Josh Allen does.
Is still better.
Who were the top five fantasy quarterbacks from last year? How does this line up with what last year ended?
Have you looked that up, Max? You caught him. He doesn't know.
Let's see. What were the top five fantasy? Let's see. I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Lamar Jackson was number one. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels. Wow. What a snub. You didn't even put
Jaden Daniels in there, Max?
Baker Mayfield was number five last year, which is unbelievable.
What about Jared Goff? He had to be near the front too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he is he's number six, basically. I mean,
who is your sleeper? You have a sleeper for us for people listening who they might want to draft. Who is it?
Bryce Young.
He's drinking the juice, man.
He is a sleeper. He could be really good, especially with this new receiver.
Next week, Max, we're going to be rocking our jerseys, right? Our Chuba Hubbard and our Bryce Young jerseys.
Yeah.
My sleeper is J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you going to draft him?
Maybe late, but I think he could. He's got definitely high upside. You talked about Joe Burrow having great receivers. J.J. McCarthy has great receivers. And great receiving running back.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that. It's actually a good pick. Jacob.
Hey, Sam Darnold looked like a world beater last season.
He did, and he was a late pick. So if you want to build your team with a quarterback late, J.J. McCarthy's your move, or Bryce Young. I think J.J. has more chance to pop off than Bryce Young does, because he has better receivers.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I like it. Thank you, Max. Are you excited to be a part of a show, Max?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, for years you've made fun of podcasting, but now you are a podcaster. So when you go to school, people go, what do you do? You're like, I'm a podcaster. I feel like that's a good flex these days, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, first day of school, what do they always ask you? Tell us your name and a fact about you. You can say, my name is MaxiPad, and I'm a podcast host.
I host a podcast with two adults.
Two grown men that I barely know.
I don't even know them. I met them in a van. They pulled up in the van. They're like, hey, we need a podcast host, a third one. We need a boy. Come on. Hop in. Let's go.
That might be a major flex, though, to say you're a podcast host.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many chicks would want to hear that? They'd be like, oh, my gosh, this guy's like – and you're like, you can download my podcast on Apple, Spotify, anywhere. You can hear me. I'm on your phone right now. I feel like that's a huge flex for a – dude, if I was in junior high and I was a podcaster, I would have flexed that to anyone. I flex it now as an adult. Yeah, I podcast. I'm gonna flex it. Jacob, do you flex that you're a podcaster to people? Let's see if he answers. Jonathan, do you flex it?
I flex that my buddy has a podcast.
Now you got to flex. MTD usually will probably be a part of our cast. He'll be on here to watch. He would probably – he flexes that I host a podcast. That's his flex.
We're going to change his name from MTD to Delusional Dad.
On here, he's Delusional Dad. Oh, I like that. That's pretty good. I have to tell him. He's got a new name. He'll be in studio next week when we record.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, listeners, like and subscribe to our podcast all day. This is our first episode, so we're jacked about it. Like and subscribe. Leave us a review. We're going to drop every week. So we're in this for the long haul, Jonathan. This is a commitment. Like when we got married, we committed to our wives.
That's right.
We're committing.
We got married to each other. I was like, where's this going?
We got married, Jonathan. We committed to each other, bro. No. We're going to make this work, and it's going to be great. Each week, we're going to take you on the journey of delusional fandom. From Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. I can't wait for next week. We'll see you next week on Delusional Fandom.
Let's go.